I'm at Heathrow Airport Terminal 5, Huxley's Bar and Kitchen, and I'm lolling back on a belly full of veggie breakfast. Very, very nice and very filling. Should set me up for the 8-hour flight that's ahead of me to Nairobi, Kenya. Now, I've just been on the phone for an inordinate amount of time, a word I love to say but can never pronounce. Time, no, anyway, with O2. Thank you, O2, for treating me like such a valued customer. You really, really, really did not want to let me go. I spoke to 3 different people. The number that I was given by the O2 shop to cancel my contract was just the beginning. I then got passed along. Every time I had to give the phone number to a phone I very rarely use for calls, so I don't remember the number. I've even destroyed the SIM now. And every time I had to explain why I wanted to leave O2. Lots of reasons. Overinflated price of the iPhone. I'd rather buy it off the shelf. The fact that O2, like many companies now, are going backwards in their enabling of the use of the devices that they want to sell you or rent to you, whatever it is we seem to do with these devices that we can't get rid of or let go of for 2 years at a time. Why on earth would we want to go from unlimited data to 500 meg when I very rarely use more than 500 meg? I use the phone for what it was intended, not even a fraction of what it was intended. I don't download movies onto it or programs or anything like that. I use GPS, location-based applications. I do a tiny, tiny bit of video upload, not much at all. I upload photographs, share photographs. Mainly I browse the web and Twitter. 500 meg is not enough for me. We do not want to be going backwards. It should be unlimited from now on until the future. Unless the mobile phone companies are starting to do what the oil companies have started to do a while ago now, and that's really start to hike the oil prices up in that last-ditch attempt to make billions and billions. Before we move away from oil altogether, maybe we will be moving away from contracts altogether. When your phone is able to connect to the Wi-Fi, this phone I'm using right now, the SIM, the Vodafone SIM that Vodafone have kindly sponsored for Africa to allow free use of data, it hasn't actually activated yet, so I'm just using Wi-Fi through a MiFi. No, hang on, my Wi-Fi's not on. What am I using? Oh, must be the Wi-Fi from next door. There's a Sony shop next door with some Wi-Fi. So I'm communicating with more than one person now. I know that I could open up FaceTime, or I could open up Skype, or I can open up any number of voice over IP protocols to communicate with anybody in the world. Why do I need a mobile phone contract? Well, in built-up areas, obviously, it's easy. But more and more, as we see WiMAX roll out, and the mobile phone companies must have predicted this, they're either going to start putting WiMAX on their own antennas so that you subscribe to their service, or they really are going to have to think of a completely different business model, because there will be no reason for us to be tied into contracts for 18 months, 2 years, which is ridiculous when you think about how fast technology moves, and we're normally tied to our contract so much that we can't get another phone on that without paying through the nose. So O2, thank you for finally letting me go. I'm sure a divorce is probably easier. It took way too much effort for me to tell you all the reasons why. I hope they get passed on. I hope you guys do a turnaround and start offering unlimited data again, because it ain't enough for the devices that we're using. Thanks very much. Goodbye.